In this section, we're going to start out with 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 7. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
I like that last verse saying that the manifestation of the Spirit is given with the intent of profit. Well, what does profit mean? Is that, you know, we think profit in terms of financial increase, but if we think about it in terms of spiritual increase, who really profits by the gifts of the Spirit?
Well, the body should.
The body should. What about unbelievers?
Individuals. Profiting, I think that the gifts would, if they're operated with the unbelievers, it would draw them, like a dinner bell, it would draw them to who's behind the power, who's behind the supernatural activity. I want that.
Draw them into relationship with God,
Jesus.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And who does that profit? Does that profit the body because the body increases?
Well, that'll profit the Father.
Yeah, the Father is also
the kingdom.
The kingdom is profited. God is looking for His praise coming from His people.
Right.
For His pleasure, we all were created. Everything was created for God's pleasure. So everything that the gifts do ultimately should please the Father.
Right.
It profits Him.
So verse 7, when it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. What does that mean? Does that mean every man has the ability to work in the gifts? We're talking about believers,
right,
in that sense,
mm-hmm,
because you won't be operating in any of the gifts unless you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right. Well, I think maybe we probably will touch on that. But
okay.
Let's go a little farther down from this scripture, because this, in verse 8 through verse 10, there's some other things that are mentioned. And typically, when we think about the gifts of the Spirit, we think about the 9 gifts that are mentioned here. But are there more gifts than just these 9?
I think so.
And
we can group them into 3 groupings, actually.
Mainly, yeah, that's true.
Okay, so let's go over the gifts. We're going to touch on them. The first one would be taken out of Ephesians, and I'm going to turn over to that, chapter 4, and we'll start with verse 7, and I'll read it through verse 11. It says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, who is giving the gifts unto men? Christ. And it says, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And this is the key verse here. Verse 11, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Okay, and let's talk about that purpose a little bit later. But right there, we see that there is a group of gifts. We call these the fivefold ministry gifts. If you look at it, they really are people.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't give evangelism. He didn't give apostolism. I mean, all of those things do originate from him. But these are actually people. We see apostles in the Bible. We see apostles now. We see prophets in the Bible. We see prophets now. We see evangelists. We see pastors. These are people.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a manifestation
of a gift.
Yeah.
But rather an office.
Yeah, exactly.
A function. Mm-hmm. An office that, like the President of the United States.
Yeah.
So it's an office of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. So that's one grouping.
Okay. And another grouping is found, well, there's a couple different places. We call these gifts for service and outreach. Primary verse is in Romans 12, verses 6 through 8. Paul is writing and he says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. These are things that I've heard described as called motivational gifts.